Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dicewise Entertainment presents Dice Before Dishonor, a Rollmongers production. Our Rollmongers cast is here tonight, and we now are closed captioned. We've found a wonderful website which allows us to post. So in the video aspect, I mean, if you're listening to audio, you're on your own. But in the video aspect, there's now lovely blue captions going up. Matt, we're closed captioned for the hearing impaired now. I always wonder why
so
I do that.
Fancy and so fancy.
Wait, what did you say?
We are closed captioned, running subtitles that are popping up as I am speaking. Very excited about this. Okay, now you talk.
It's cool. I'm excited to see the laugh track.
I know. It's only working for me. I had this set up, man. I tested it today and everything. Damn it. No. Only the DM's voice will be, you know. Well, that's disappointing. No, I was running audio today, and oh well, that's fine. Story mode. We will adapt. We will learn, and we will move on. But for right now, let's go around the house and talk about how we are approaching our 2-year anniversary for this show, guys.
Holy smokes!
Yes, no, maybe so.
2 years, really?
Well,
2 years. Oh, I guess Echoes of Honor. The prequel bit.
So who's left standing? Well, despite our very first death being Clinton Shard from Clinton Clark's Classics and his non-horse riding cavalier, he had a castle guy, help me out here, Aiden.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know. It was an archer dude.
Yeah, he was a ranger type of cavalier guy.
Or something.
He's a cavalier,
chose a place.
Thank
you very much. Not a ranger.
He's upon the parapet, shooting arrows down from, you know, on high.
Yonder high.
And he died underground. That's unfortunate. next.
Well, didn't laugh.
So did,
yeah, I was saying, next I killed Aiden, but not as official cavalier. Now, technically, Aiden's cavalier hasn't even, like, showed up yet. Because we decided that, you know, we needed like a buffer cavalier in the future. Aiden started off as a rules lawyer. Now he's playing a schmoozy fafal guy because they have no skills and they're at a party. And boo, DM, we need an extra guy. So here he is.
Yep.
The dungeon had killed off his scald bard, his elfin bard. And last time he was seen was by my crazy cleric NPC from Clint's Core Classics of Ye Olde Days of Rise of Rune Lords on the steps of, you know, the House of Aridin in Opera here in Taldor. So that's technically two deaths that happened in the prologue series. Nobody has died in Crownfall yet. Now, they give me all these cool street encounters with all kinds of, like, wheeled freaky warriors going, Cavaliers, come out to play, all this stuff. But we kind of, like, ditched the sort of wander the town and do random encounters. They went straight to their little villa, drank their patron's booze, went straight to meet the spy, went straight, got decked out, montage of clothes, and went straight to the gala. Now they've been locked inside schmoozing for 26 episodes. Well, 24, because we snuck in some beta playtest Echoes of Honor.
Far too long.
Yes, far too long. So I think it's time for some good old-fashioned combat.
I hope so.
But right now, you guys are just ready to kill each other because you're trapped.
No, not each other. The wall.
The wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
So going around the room, as I mentioned, we have Aiden Willems in the house tonight playing Fafal the Sylph. What are you? Bard? Rogue? Man of Mystery?
Your personal lover, Jeff. But it is wonderful to be here, Jeff. I love it here.
I'm pretty sure I could just pull up his character sheet, but I'm actually enjoying the mystery. He is the right-hand man, manservant, of our fearless leader, played by Frank Hamilton, Lord Samish Gildefarth, who could not be with us tonight. So I will be voicing Varth, but I will not take the blame, as I did when I played Frank's dwarf, for all kinds of 20s and 1s and crit cards out the wazoo and all stuff. So tonight, guest starring as sort of the tactical advisor, he will be basically Lord Samish from the neck down, swinging his sword and making the rolls. Mr. Joe Gibson is in the house while I take care of the voice.
Hello, hello.
We're borrowing Joe from our Age of Ashes Pathfinder 2nd Edition campaign. Thank you for being with us tonight. And if you look left, there's a large half-orc of a long military tradition, recently knighted, elevating the status of his people. A Dunedain. If you dig deep in the Tal'dor books, I'm sure you'll find them somewhere. Ryan Messina's in the house tonight.
Hey, that's Sir Dunedain to you now.
Sir Dunedain. I broke my own rule of podcasting. I was shaking my head no when I said you could find somebody, his name in Tal'dor. And from across the sea, well, actually, if you travel straight across Avastan to the west and then take a sharp bootleg right north at Varisia and go straight over the top of the world through Alfenlands, you know, and giving the skull, the dead Alfen skull's family condolences and, you know, a greeting card, and come down the other side into an Asian world of Taishan, we have the, what are you? Are you a fugitive? Are you in exile? We know him as Leon. He has a very complicated name that I can't even pronounce. Jay Tamlin's in the house tonight, playing our fly samurai.
I do believe you could say it is all of those things. And also, I just live here now.
Taking the Vinmark name, the Asian guy adopted by Vikings that were nominated and became the personal guard of a bunch of French Roman decadent. Yeah, well, it's fantasy world, and hey, you know, but no, there's a reason. There's a reason, like I said before so many times, Tal'dor did the old Hong Kong exploration and went, dink, over there, New Opera, you know. The player did actually do his research and find some very interesting ties between one side of the world and the other. So, here he is, and we'll get into that. If you all survive more cutscenes to Kim, if you can make it through the next couple encounters, I will tell you this. You will meet friends and foes down here. Cling to your friends, because if you can escape this room, now I know you guys have been emailing each other all week trying to figure out this puzzle, so let's talk about progress as Frank, Lord Gildevarth, steps back and ponders after bringing our poof wayward samurai who just appeared at the end of the last episode up to speed. So you can assume what you know as an audience from the last episode: Leon has been briefed, shown some paintings, given some whiskey, pet the dog, everyone jumped on the bed, you know, showed the fiasco, everything. He's, you know, and given some gear. Someone probably wants to know how he got his bow. Nobility. Did I miss anything?
I think that's pretty much caught us up. I would like to know, do I know anything about the stuff I'm looking at?
The stuff I'm looking at? Well, let's quickly recap some of this stuff. In the, shall we say, galley, where one might eat, and we found some wooden things and this and that things. Can I have some history or nobility, your choice, in the knowledge department, sir?
I could do both, if that's okay.
Your choice.
Sure. Natural 20 for knowledge nobility.
Hmm.
And 22 for my knowledge history.
Your knowledge nobility, there are familiar faces on the walls. Your knowledge history tells you that these generals and notable nobles all date back to Tal'dor's 4th army of exploration.
Ah, many faces from the 4th expedition?
Expansion.
From the 4th expansion.
When they come to the actual massive fresco painting on the wall, again, history, nobility.
Nobility is a 10.
Mm.
And history is a 5. Are you sure this is the 4th expansion? I mean, this seems out of place.
Well, I can tell you this. Guys, Leon is convinced, like, he does know about the 4th Army of Exploration and how they crossed through Dwarven territory. But his knowledge of the events, how it fought to a standstill or whatever, this glorious battle where a notable noble was about to, like, you know, execute his plan and take the dwarves by surprise or something just isn't playing out the way he's picturing it. I mean, he starts arguing about the mountain peaks and that's all wrong. How can you be sure it's five mountains? And, you know, just basically undoing all of our progress so far with some crappy rolls. So now we're all right back where we started. Did I miss anything? Anything else you want to help out with?
I think, with the lack of information and stuff that we figured out so far, I think we basically just were like, yeah, we're just going to brute force this sucker and just Fall's going to sit there in the room and go through the symbols and try all the different combinations. And while he does that, we'll see if we can dig up any more information.
Okay.
This is going to take hours.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
So smoke them if you got them, boys.
People are dying back in the Senate. 222 senators, well, that's not such a big loss, are falling upon mercenary out-of-towner type blades. And we're pushing buttons on a wall, desperate to escape. Can you give me any sort of indication of how you might go about this? Like, in a number sequence, like you want to try a combo of four, a combo of five, a combo of six? You guys want to, like, start matching shapes? Do you guys want to talk about... You start off with, like, a left-to-right kind of thing?
We'll start off with any common symbols on the image itself.
Okay.
Suits of armor,
horses, dwarves, mountaintops, whatever, you know.
Top to bottom, left to right, right to left.
Okay. I can't say a pattern emerges, gentlemen, but let's have some basic intelligence checks. We'll see if you guys can get warm on this.
Yeah. Natural 20!
8 for an 11.
I got 20 not natural.
19 for 22.
We're a bunch of smart
people. What happened to your 11? You just didn't like
it. 20 for 6.
Stop that.
Well, you said multiple intelligence rolls.
No, I mean, like, one from each of you, like, coming together with ideas, right? So Fafal starts with one idea, and after you guys, like, you know, deal out your awesome idea, he, like, agrees. Yeah, takes it to 22. Let's get on board with this. Yeah. And then with a 6, he starts, no, wait a minute, scratch that. We have to start over.
No, Fafal's greatest power is that he can take other people's ideas and then spin them like they're his own idea.
Yeah.
You know, all right. We should try to do their armor first.
If we start with the helmet and go to the chest body.
Hey, he's not an inventor. He's an innovator.
Yep. Our current Lord Samish clone. Can I have an intelligence check, please, Joe? Basically, any dice rolling, I'm going to call upon the party that includes Varth. Joe's your guy. Because, like I said, I am not getting blamed for
fair enough.
For epic or, you know, not an 11.
I'm going to big 11.
He likes Favall's idea. I'll tell you this, with 3 above 20, just the way the shapes are, it seems to make, I'm not saying there's a pattern, but the way they're spaced, you just feel that it's like a 6-number combo. 6 in some kind of sequence, you're pretty sure. What the sequence
the
is.
Of the beast.
Yeah.
Well, that will really narrow down our brute forcing options.
Okay.
So, all right.
That's as warm as I can give you. Now, just so that people can say, you know, oh, they'll spend days doing this with a whole bunch of above 20 for whatever reason you guys decide on a plan of some kind of 6 combination and working with that. There's only so many shapes and, you know, lit up images on this board. And finally, after hours upon hours, losing all sense of time down, you guys don't even know where you are. So deep underground. Now, you guys can tell, I believe it told Fafal, because the lack of air throw and the stagnantness, that you guys are at least a story down. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like he's like way down, but you are not near enough the surface that there's air pressure affecting, you know what I'm saying?
But we feel oppressed by the earth.
Yes. But then, well, I do have some good news for you. As if by magic, the wall itself, straight down the center, splits open and reveals a niche that is recessed deep in the wall. And inside this niche, shall we say, is a small bag holding 20 gold coins, each bearing the same crest. A familiar-looking crest.
Anyway. Does it happen to match the pins that we wear?
All but one. These gold coins bear the crest of the long-forgotten Veritas family. Veritas? Veritas family. What do we do?
Well, there was that coin slot at the foot of the bed.
There was.
So, anybody want to play some video games?
Yeah. Wait, you put a quarter into the bed and then you get to play for a half hour?
Oh, stop it. It's one of those hotel rooms.
The bed's he puts a coin in. You guys are all laying on the floor. The bed starts to vibrate. Is that what you're saying?
No, exactly what we're saying. So we're gonna make a game. One of us puts a quarter in, and then they hop in the bed, and then the rest of us grab a post and shake the bed.
I want to see. I want a willpower check to see if anyone just starts. You know, when presented with the situation of a vibrating bed and one coin drop, y'all just start looking at each other, making eyes like, well, you know, well, as long as we're here, you know. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. What do you do in all seriousness?
You know, one time at Cavalier Camp.
Hey, man, what happens in Cavalier Camp stays in Cavalier Camp, right? What happens around the campfire on the road?
There's a lot of lancing.
Wait, what does happen at Cavalier Camp? I never went.
You're not a Cavalier. You never get to know.
Well.
I guess that's fair.
Let me tell you. Back when Sam Mishvarth was a young lad and was...
Let's not say we never did.
Some have repressed these memories, some have modified these memories,
fine,
by the way.
Fine, I had really good flashback music picked out and everything, but fine. What do you guys do? What do you do?
We'll go put the coins in the coin slot.
Like all of them?
We'll put one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Well, get over there. I need to know who's what where. I mean, you guys have already been subject to... A teleportation. You think, I believe you'd be very careful where one may standish. Okay, so everyone's in the bedroom. And we've got Bartholomew and Captain Haiku, also known as Leon, the south side of the bed. On the end of the bed, we have Fafal, who looks like he's probably close to the coin slot. Next to him, to the west, we have Winston on Barkley. And just stepping inside the south door, telling everyone, hey, it's our last chance to use that bathroom. Just saying. And he does. He disappears for a minute. Isvarth, what do you do? Who has the bag of coins? And what are you going to do to proceed?
Fall has the coins.
Yes. And I will start putting them into the slot. I'll put one in. Wait to see if anything happens.
Okay.
And then realize, gentlemen, maybe we should be spread out, looking at all four rooms to make sure that something doesn't happen in one of the other ones and we miss it.
Okay. So he puts a coin in and the change is very subtle. So perhaps Fafal doesn't notice as he begins his speech, but the floor seems to shimmer and become somewhat insubstantial in the square directly in front of Fafal, next to the coin slot that he is standing over. What do you do?
Put another coin in, Fafal.
Very well. And I'll put another one in.
Okay. No change.
I'll continue just popping them in.
Okay.
Thup, 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 thup. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk,
ka-chunk. Okay. Coin after coin goes in the slot. Besides the initial, you know, somewhat substantial, impartial, substantially looking floor, 3, 4, 5. How many you want to put in here? You have 20.
Stop at 4, I say. If you don't notice anything after that, keep a couple backups. And we'll go take a gander around the rest of the rooms.
Yes. I'll head south.
Fafal, can you cast light on my sword again?
Of course. And I will cast light on his sword.
Joe, if you have a suggestion, like a player-to-player suggestion, since I know you have no idea what's going on, feel free.
Yeah. Idea what's going on. Just, we're all going to die.
we're
gonna get out of here. He starts sucking his thumb.
Game over, man.
I would like to take the chance to more closely observe the change in the floor if possible.
Sure. Knock yourself out.
Sure.
What do you want to do with said floor?
Well, looking at it, it's probably, you were saying, it just looks kind of less substantial.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I touch it?
Your hand goes right through it.
Oh, I think we should all come back.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been so long since I've seen this effect. I don't know if it grabs you. It doesn't teleport you, but the floor becomes a phase door. So basically, is if you enter the floor, it shunts you somewhere. You know what I mean? It doesn't really teleport you. You will sink into the floor and you'll phase through the floor, and it'll spit you out somewhere. I just don't know if once you touch it, you know, you'd have to sort of leap in, or if you know what I'm saying. But I don't.
Did we find it? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Did we find any other coin slots?
Nope.
In this? Nope. Okay. And with a cursory inspection of the other four rooms, did we notice any changes?
Nope. Nothing. Okay. Nothing substantial. No.
Okay. Well, then we will head back.
Okay.
And rock, paper, scissors for who gets to go first. Fafal.
Yeah, yeah, right. They all go 1, 2, 3 and just like point at the manservant. Yeah.
Give me the coins.
It's the Tal'Dor way.
Yeah.
So it's an unspoken noble thing.
I'm sorry, Dental Dragon, are you taking the 16 remaining coins?
I put my palm out.
I will gladly, you know, pop the rest of the coin bag into his hand. Like, well, of course I would be the one to go first. Bravely. I would never let any of you come to harm. You are nobles. I am but a mere servant. Of course. Well, off we go.
Something tells me I'm getting an email from Aiden tomorrow.
Yeah, just jump in, both feet, arms crossed. Ooh!
And how's your lava resistance?
It's actually surprisingly good.
Oh, it's good to know. Yeah, I just no reason, you know, just so yeah, he jumps in and falls right through the floor and disappears. We don't hear any screaming or wee or anything. He just, you know, why he's holding his nose, because he's not drinking water and the dude doesn't even breathe, I have no idea, but in he goes. And yeah.
Not even hear like a, my tailbone or my keys.
It'd be funny if he only came like halfway and he's just like standing on a subfloor. Oh, that was a little anticlimactic, but no, he disappears. And no, I'm not going to tell. It seems to remain somewhat substantially.
Well, I was already partway through it. I'll go next.
Okay. Yep. In you go, and Leon too disappears. What now?
Huckley? Tally-ho!
Have him do a little
dive in
down the hole.
He just kind of does that. You know how they shake? They lean back on the hind haunches and shake to get water off them? He tries to dump you down the hole. He remembers the last time we jumped and you. I had to like absorb the impact with you still on me. So, dump. And then all of a sudden, because I am still just a wolf, the reins go taunt and I get pulled in face first after you. So
he goes towards the edge and just endos me off.
Yeah. I think I'm so clever, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, the reins go taunt and I get dragged in after you.
The half second the eyes just go wide.
Yeah, it's just thought I was so clever. Wink.
With that, I'll toss the coin purse to Samish and jump in myself.
Okay, sorry, did you remove some coins or just give him the purse?
I just gave him the purse.
Okay. All right, in you go. And Joe, any objections? Any logical player reason why you don't think you should follow?
Well, I'm just bag full of coins. Everybody left.
You're in four rooms
that have no exit. Do I need to go on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll join.
All right. Okay. So, somewhat, you know, happy day. I've revealed, quite accidentally, where this goes is you guys all pop out the wall here. Boink. Boink. You know. Boop. You feel yourself moving. You've been phase-doored through a floor, through about 20 feet of solid rock, and into a hallway, which is actually a massive stairway. The stairway is 15 feet wide. It is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, about 100 feet long. Excuse me. And has no light, and apparently no exits. See you next week, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. What do you do now?
Look on the floor for any coins.
Barkley looks at you. I blame you. Nope.
I ignore Barkley's indignance and look on the floor for any coins.
Okay. Nope.
Okay.
Sorry. Barkley and him are searching around. What are you guys doing?
On map direction.
Yeah. Yes, you can go right under that. It's, you know.
Okay. South, though. I'm assuming that's a wall.
Still down. Yep.
And so that's a wall. Now, is that ascending or descending?
Ascending. So if you go south, it descends to a wall and stops. If you go north, it ascends to a wall and stops. It's quite a wide stairway. 15 feet wide is actually pretty big. But here we are in the dark.
Okay, I start searching the wall.
Not dark. My sword's lit.
Oh, okay. Do you have a sword?
Yeah, long sword.
Oh, right. We picked up from the spare room.
Yeah. Yep. We all have long swords.
Okay. Except for Leon, who just showed up with his bow. Now,
Leon just showed up. Oh, yes, that traitorous bastard. So I'm going to have words with him at some point in time. But we'll save that for later.
You sure? The tension. He finally shows up. You finally escape the room just to find another sealed room.
Yeah, I'll wait and see. Okay. I'm going to hold my judgment until I see what his actions are.
Okay.
Well, speaking
of right now, he's like, yeah, just waving around in the dark. All right, and the light comes on. All right. Yes, Leon.
There seems to be light, so I would then draw my bow just in case something comes up and then start checking walls, I guess.
You want to knock an arrow or you just want to have it out strong and ready to go? Like carrying it?
Oh, I can knock an arrow in a second or so. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but okay. I was just making sure. So basically one hand on the bow strung, one hand on the wall searching.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody starts poking around.
I head to the south and check the wall.
Okay. Perception? Take 20? What do you want to do?
I'm taking 20.
Yeah.
Take 20.
I have nowhere to go.
We don't really have much else to do. It's fine.
All right. Given the wall space, five guys, you know, 100 foot long, yada, 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 2 minutes of search overlapping. It does take, a good 15 minutes to 2 hours, anywhere in there. And you guys find a secret door at the top of the stairs in the center of the north wall, which means you finally, not only do you get 1600 experience points for escaping the rooms, but we're using milestones, so don't worry about that. You get to leave this map. And we have a new map. We open the secret door. Yes?
Of course. I mean, Paval opens the secret door.
Paval opens the secret door.
He's still in the middle of doing your laundry and making tea, but okay, you know, I'm sure he can handle it. Yeah.
This poor guy.
I know, eh?
Wretched.
I mean, I'm just taking advantage of it because finally I'm not the servant.
Oh, jeez. You know that for fall? You know, like, this is what you get for coming halfway through the prologue series where they get knighted at the end, you know? It's
okay with me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see where this is going.
I'm not back fighting cats.
Yet. I mean,
So, guys.
I'm sorry, what was that, Winston?
See our mummies. See our man from Assyria, mummy's mask. To, you know, figure out what that's all about. Bottom center of the map.
I got nothing.
Scroll to the bottom.
I can't see the map.
I got loading.
Like, you know, scroll her out, and
how big is this?
Big.
Is it a very big map?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cue the Tetris music.
Now,
to scroll in or out, and it's not doing anything.
Just scroll to the make it so that you can see the bottom, and you'll see a small 3x3 room.
3x2 room. Oh, yeah, 3x3, sorry.
Stairs included.
Boy, don't question me on my counting skills. It's early in the night. I can still do math. 2 hours later, I can't do shit.
Lord Varth, back of the class. Okay, so. That'd be funny. You guys end up telling Frank that he's becomes more and more like Baron Munchausen. You know, like the guys, his workforce do everything. he's just there to like give orders and look pretty. Okay.
Well, that way.
Yep. So, emerging through our secret door, gentlemen? Yes?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Nowhere else to
again,
go. Yeah.
I see a screen of white. There is nothing.
Well, that's strange.
Have you tried scrolling out all the way? I had to play with it to actually be able to see it. It is.
I have
and then
scrolled
try to pan
and
to the
scrolled
bottom.
And scrolled.
I have so much scrolling.
Well, okay, sorry, we shouldn't be using scrolling. Panning.
Pan down as far as you can.
Yeah, I was panning. It just wasn't doing it. I see it now.
Well, now we're going to give
we're
you...
We're all set up for a fireball.
Oh, we're gonna talk about a lovely, spacious hallway that we've discovered. Yes. chiseled stone statues of Taladian Flannic soldiers stand amid plinths in the outer corners, visible from any point in this ominous, hence the music, ominous hall. Sturdy wooden doors line the outer edge of the hall, two to the east, two to the south, two to the west, and to the north, even though you haven't gone there yet. Two here, two here, two there. It is quiet. There is a dusty, quite musty smell. A feeling of lonely dread permeates the room.
Also, I believe it's Phalanx.
Yes.
Is it Phanix, I think?
And Talden.
Comet is fun! So.
That's my line.
You're in a hallway. I am not touching your minis, boys. Who's going in? Door's in the center. I believe Fafal was, our man. Doink.
I still see nothing, so.
Yeah.
Have you scrolled to the bottom, bud?
Scroll out, scroll down.
And try to fall.
I have a white page that says loading.
Oh.
He's struck blind.
So I'll follow.
Imagine a hallway that is 15 feet deep right in front of you, and there's a door right in front of you.
No, imagine a dark hallway.
Dark hallway. Extending to your right, another 10, 20, 30 feet to a door on the south wall. 40 feet is the end of the hall to your right.
I'll get Fafal to relight my sword, and then I'll hang with Gildervarth.
You're in the bottom of a big U-shaped hallway with doors all over the place. One in front of you, 30 foot on the south wall, left and right, another door, and curving up the end walls east and west. But there is something here. I believe our half-orc. Who would have the most sensitive smell?
Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Barkley.
Yes, but Barkley doesn't talk. Barkley is pushed into the room and sniffs around and just sort of gives a low growl that he doesn't like it.
I like to think that I have a keen sense of smell and eyes and hearing.
Can I have perception from Barkley and everyone?
14.
7.
Now, you guys are all carrying light, which extends the proverbial, well, probably more than I've drawn. Or, sorry, less than I've drawn.
Natural one.
Seems we're going deeper, he says. The stairway went up.
Barkley's perception is 18.
Okay. Barkley wishes to draw your attention, Winston, to the east and gives the old pointing pose, like hunting dog has found something.
Okay. I will give Barkley rein.
Okay.
And when I get to where he's directing me, I take a look with a perception of 13.
Okay. What are you guys doing? Just looking around, getting your bearings.
Yep.
Fafal seems has gone straight across the hallway and is in front of the other door, the first door.
Yep.
You guys are all bunched up in the middle here, looking very paranoid. I love it.
Yep.
Barkley,
cover flanks, my dude.
Barkley, I would like you to move your mini to the east, to the right, in the middle of the room, step by step, and I will tell you when to stop. Your torchlight from your sword illuminates a body. Stop moving my body. You come upon the body of what looks to be a ripped apart and gutted nobleman. Now he's doing like the hip running man where he goes a little circle. Stop that. This is very scary stuff, gentlemen. Scary stuff. Got scary music.
I have stuck in my head.
What do you do, Sir Winston?
Wait for Gildervarth and Bartholomew.
Okay.
And follow their lead.
All right. Bartholomew.
Mm-hmm.
You were interested in heading the other direction, getting your bearings?
No, I was just covering the flank.
Okay. Leon, on the other side of your lord. You guys have got, I like this, how we've got nobility boxed in. Protect me. And our scout.
I don't know about being on the other side of my lord, but. Can I see the body, or is it just like
now that Winston is standing over it, he's illuminating it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, beyond Winston, we see a man on the floor in a pool of blood. 10, 20, 30 odd feet away. What do you guys want to do?
Okay. Any chance I could figure out, like, what kinds of things could cause that much blood? Like, is that sword marks, or?
Go have a look. At the edge of torchlight, with a wolf and a dude in the way, not much info is forthcoming.
No, my sword is lit. I anytime it goes out, I get
all the I know, but he's 30 feet away. It's like, oh, be yeah, a hospital. There's, like, you know, like, tell me about the wounds.
Like, is it possible to do that kind of thing? So
from far away? Sure. You can make a perception roll.
Yeah. I move up and then I'm beside and look in off over the shoulder.
Can I have a healing check?
I'll aid him.
Yep. So these guys are checking out the body. Fafal, are you just holding fast, or is this door getting on your nerves? What do you want to do?
No, I'm waiting for the go-ahead from Lord Samish.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out!
Joe.
Yep.
I know you're controlling Samish, but I believe if you guys, you know, don't disagree, that Frank would have Varth, you know, like, there's a man down, he would also come investigate. You know?
Oh, okay. They play that way, do they? Okay.
Yes. Exposing
you. Helping people.
Yeah. He wants to be a paladin one day. He's trying real hard, you know, so.
Okay.
People were getting slaughtered around him, and he went for the first guy to get hit and tried to save his life. And Fafal joined him. That's the type of man Gildavarth is.
Fair enough.
Don't worry. So his head is very interested. Done. His body is kind of doing the running away. Like, no, no, this is not tactically sound. We are in danger. So, I believe also Varth will aid in the heal, if you so please, Mr. Gibson.
Sure, I guess.
And I believe we're both helpful, so he gives +3, but I give +4, so...
Not saying to compare, but...
If he's successful...
I think you're thinking of Old Man Arif. He's just like a two, unless he's diplomatizing.
No, I'm pretty sure Gildervarth has it, too. Pretty sure. Check that sheet.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Because I believe we're all very helpful.
He might have the order that specifically does that.
Yes, yeah. Dragon, but he's not Dragon. I'm Dragon, and we're helpful, too.
It's a heal?
Yeah.
Yep.
Another heal.
Nope.
So, Leon with a 9. He's dead.
He shoots a thumb into the eye socket.
You've seen sword strikes, Leon. You've not seen wounds like this, but the wounds on him are the pattern of, like, a sword. Like, you know, it's something has taken long gashes, strokes, like a sword. But the wounds themselves don't look like they were done by a blade, if that makes sense.
Okay. Although it does say I rolled a 9, but I do believe I get Winston's assistance.
Yeah so +4. So there's a 9, right? Then we got Winston brings you up to like 13 and no help from Varth. Yeah. So like Winston as well, you know, you concur. Sorry, I was just kind of like talking to the lead, taking it all in. So 9 + 4, 13. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's bled out. He's been ripped
Definitely
up.
Dead.
Something went to town with him. You know, not blades, but it's long gashes on the chest and throat and everything. You know what I mean? Like somebody just like chop, chop, chop kind of thing. But not from a blade. The wounds are more ragged. The most disturbing fact is he looks like he's died recently. The body is cold, but it looks like he died hours ago. Maybe a day tops. This is not like an ancient decrepit corpse, you know, that we find in the bottom of a dungeon. Dude is intact, though he's been ripped to shreds and lies in a pool of his own blood, wears modern Tal'Dorei clothing, and lies dead. Then it happens. Out of nowhere, the wall next to Leon suddenly leans out, pushing, like in a horror movie in Videodrome, into the form of a elongated head, very long taloned arms and the upper torso of a humanoid creature, and it leans out from the wall right in front of where the body lays and attacks. Who do we got here? I got Varth, I got Winston, and I got Leon right on the wall. I'm gonna start with Leon.
Does moving into an adjacent square not provoke an attack of opportunity?
Nope. I'm not moving. I'm actually standing in the wall, and the wall basically lashes out. It's just complicated to like do it right behind. Like, you imagine if the wall just reached out, grabbed Leon, you know, kind of, because it's not going to pull him in. So it could just kind of like leans out and goes, hi, you know.
It's a mimic.
So, surprise, surprise. Now, you guys are all focused on the body, but in a surprise round, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, you do get a perception check. I believe so.
First edition.
I can tell you for first ed.
Yep. You do. However, being completely absorbed in a skill, okay, if you're asleep, it's negative 10. If you're absorbed in a skill, I'm going to say it's at least negative 5.
What is this? Star Wars?
Nope.
Negative 5, negative 10.
This is who gets to act in the surprise round and get a single action in before we get to round 1.
When 10!
When this thing just attacks.
That would be a 4.
20. Non-natural.
7. Ooh, nobleman dead.
17.
So, picture these guys all around the body, you know, and for some reason, although Bartholomew is like 40 feet away watching the other way, he's just kind of like shuffling his feet going, woo, 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 you know, like he's picturing the body doing something funny. Fafal, you're on this door and you're just right up against the wall and you look left and you look right, and it's you that notices that gap behind Leon, but beyond him, that just the wall just pushes out like Videodrome and just turns and it just rakes at Leon down the side in a surprise round. Everyone roll for initiative, and Fafal will get to act.
Yes.
14.
10.
4.
17.
So.
15 from Samish.
Thank you.
No problem. Here to help.
You are allowed to talk, like, you know, dice rolls there, Joe.
Yeah, it's just, I have Zoom closed.
Oh, I see. All right.
This map is huge.
Yes. It's,
taking up a lot of my space.
It's a big map. But you guys wanted combat. Well, I'm telling you, here it is in a big, nasty way. Targeting Leon. A single action, a single attack from your foe, a single claw striking at Leon. This thing pops out and rakes at you, and it is your armor. It makes contact on your shoulder, and it just, as you kind of react and pull away, it, you know, starts shredding your tabard and your clothes, but does not actually strike flesh.
Am I considered flat-footed at the moment?
Yep.
Then that actually does hit.
Oh. I wonder why I didn't take that into account.
Because you don't have the condition on him.
Probably. Well, sir, I admire and thank you for your honesty. Let's roll
Hero
some
point.
Let's roll some damage. No. Nope. No, I know Jay. He wants to beat the game, and I don't mean like min-maxing a game mechanic. He, like, you know, play straight shooter.
He's a straight shooter.
Here's some D4 plus 2 damage as Leon takes 3 points of nasty claw raking damage. Ouch. Thank you for your honesty. Finishing off the surprise round, no one gets stacked except for Fall at the bottom with his 4. I'm going to put Barkley at 14 as well as you, sir.
He matches my initiative.
Yeah, so he should. Doesn't seem to let me enter it, though. What do you want to do for Fall? You get a single action, a standard, or a move.
So, as a free action, I'm going to call out to the group, enemy from the walls! And then I am going to start a performance.
Ooh, they're in the walls! He starts doing the motion to censor thing.
He's a bard!
he starts singing Pink Floyd, The Walls.
Well, it obviously attacked the Taishan guy, so it's, we don't need no immigration. No? Sorry.
I mean, that's problematic for both me and Fafal, so no.
Yeah, that's fair.
So wait, Fafal, that's a move action. Okay, let's talk about your performance. What are you performing? Song, dance? Pulling out a, I guess you'd have to pull out an instrument. That would be your move. So you got singing and dancing, Fafal, I guess.
Pulls out his instrument.
There's also oratory. Stop it. Yes. There's also oratory. You'd just be like, you know.
Which is what I am doing.
What do you
is perform doing? Oratory.
Okay.
So box.
I am.
No, like you can do a speech, you know. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm starting to talk about, you know, the various adventures that Lord Varth and I had on the way here.
You mean at Cavalier Camp?
Yes, at Cavalier Camp.
Sorry.
to your
he
witcher,
wasn't.
Oh, valley of plenty. Sorry.
No, that's good, yeah. As he's backing away, right? Get in there. You know, and he's backing up. All right. Awesome, dude. So, yep. Does this have an immediate effect on your turn?
Yes. So it's just inspire courage.
Oh, cool. And what does that give us?
Gives a plus one morale bonus on saving throws against charm and fear effects, and plus one competence bonus on attack and damage rolls.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
Stupendous.
Seriously, though, beatbox and bard. Think about that for a minute.
Okay.
That's pretty rad.
So, this creature, you know, looking like the actual stone bricks, leering out of the wall from the waist up. It's leaning out of the wall, but not technically taking up the square next to Leon. It's attacking him adjacently, but it's really hard to describe, so I just kind of had him like, you know, that kind of thing. So, getting into the actual, you know, the real nitty-gritty of it. The round one. Yes?
Fight.
Yeah, round one.
Fight.
And it's the creature's turn. With a 19 initiative. Because that was a 20 perception, but a 4 initiative on Fafal's part. So, let's see here. I have a rake at Leon. And I miss. I believe, having a look at the script. Now, this thing has a mouth shape, and it opens it, and it looks like it's wailing in silence. Not making any noise, besides the creepy noise of, like, the stone moving.
No, that would make it worse.
But it, yeah, it's doing the silent wail, and it doesn't look like it can sort of see out of its own eyes. But like I said, the head turns; it definitely knows where you are. And I'm going to do the full attack, the two attack, the all in for claws. And unfortunately, he is still flat footed. So, what is your new AC while flat footed? Before we get to you,
13.
So one hit. And one miss for 5 points as it lines up the shot, comes wailing at you, clawing at you, and then actually strikes you as you turn away, protecting the bow and your instrument, as it were. And it strikes true again, drawing. Oh, look, ragged, long, almost sword like. Oh, there it is. Wounds. Bartholomew Dunaldagan, you are up. Lord Samish, you're on deck. Bartholomew, what do you do?
Leon, beware.
5, 10, 15, 20. Quick, is Prayed Armor heavy or medium?
What?
Prayed armor?
Yeah, it's like plus 3. It's like studded leather.
Prayed armor is light armor. Okay, so it's light. So it doesn't affect my move speed?
Right.
No.
All right. Now, is this thing occupying that space?
No, technically it's like the wall. It's leaning out.
I'm not adjacent to it then, so I have to move to attack it.
Well, technically, like, I'm leaning out, so I'll put it in the square.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you're not going to, like, get up under it. You know what I mean? If I can lean out and reach you, then, you know, you should be able to reach it. So I'll just have it sort of in the square. But just so you guys know, you guys are just seeing, like, from the hips up, leaning way out and scraping at Leon with big, long arms.
And I'm going to use my second, so that was my first action. I used my second action, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and move in to flank it adjacent to Leon.
Okay. It takes an attack of opportunity, unless you're taking the long way around through friendlies.
Let me see here. 5.
Can you hug the south wall and hope for the best? 25.
Yeah, he can do the long route.
Yeah, if I use off of 60 feet.
Okay. You can get to here, you're good. If you step towards the wall to flank it, you're leaving a square I threaten.
5, 10, 30, 5, 10.
You know what I mean? Like if you
no, I can make it without being incurring an attack of opportunity here.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go around the long way.
Yeah, I can make the long row.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like
going? Yeah, if I use 60 movement from the bottom left hand corner.
So you're talking about like being on the other side of Varth, stepping way out.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Okay.
Doing that maneuver.
Okay. It just runs up the wall. Excuse me, my lord. Yeah. Varth ducks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. And two moves and you're done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Lord Varth draws a line in the sand, a sword. Joe?
I'm looking.
he's a lord of longsword and parade armor.
Yeah, but nothing's on his character sheet. Like, I'm...
Let me get out of the way, then come up.
Well, he's like, there's the body, which you could step into and count as difficult terrain, but as long as you don't, like, dance on it, you're good.
I don't know how to go below birth value.
Okay, if you go to actions tab at the bottom, he's got long sword, you know,
etc. Et no, he has squat.
Oh, I can.
Armor class is 10.
I can see it. All right, well, I'll roll for you if you want, you know.
Oh,
he's got a land, you know, he's got his long sword.
But I have no armor on?
He's got his parade armor.
Which is?
Plus 3.
Okay, because it's not on.
Okay, yeah, the AC 10. Hmm.
Yeah. Rude. Does an 11 plus my plus 1 from singing bard?
Good question. Because I forgot to make you target him. Oops. No. It does not. So you skirt around the body, right? Now, Bartholomew, don't forget, you're dragging a halberd around.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, right.
Right?
Right, yeah, that'll make character sheet.
Yeah.
It's 1d10, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll look one up. Okay, come on, kiss air.
So, sliding in an L, Varth, drawing weapon while moving, and taking your swipe and a miss, and you're done?
Or just walking kitty corner.
Okay. Now, technically, this thing is flanked now, so you would have a, well, I'm assuming it gives a plus 2 to the flankers or to everyone around it.
It gives it to the people that are flanking.
Yeah, so.
So it would be me and Bartholomew.
Yeah, okay. So I believe you're done, sir. Sir Winston.
Yes.
Winston, hold.
No.
I'm going to be backing out of here. You good. In a better position?
Nope. Wait. I'm good. I issue a challenge to this wall. You fight me, wall. So it's a swift action. I challenge the wall.
You know, you actually did say my first name, so it looks at you.
So that gives me 2 extra damage. I take a minus 2 penalty to my AC against everything but him. So if another wall is going to sneak up on me.
It's a more wall action going on here. Right.
And that also, because of I'm an Order of the Paw,
okay,
gives my mount an extra plus 1 dodge bonus to AC.
Okay.
So, after challenging Swift, I am going to attack. Wish my long sword that I already have drawn, because it's a source of light.
Drawing a long sword?
It was already drawn.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Nice.
And it's confirmed.
All right.
With a 23.
Can you crit undead? I think so.
In Pathfinders, you can.
You can. Pull in the card. Melee.
Shabba-da-boo. Hoppa-da-doo. Freaking stabbing you.
Double damage and 2d6 non-lethal. Well, unfortunately, undead are immune to non-lethal.
They are resistant to that.
Non-lethal. But,
resistant as in
so zero. It's just a normal crit.
Unfortunately.
Aww. Aww. All right. Then, can I drop this on you like that? Does that work? Does it automatically do it?
Yep.
19 points of damage. Now, that's plus the additional damage from my Inspire Courage. So that should be 20.
Okay.
21, actually, because that's probably doubled as well.
Yep. All right. So you inflict 20 points of damage.
21, actually.
Okay. Suddenly, this thing goes inert, and in a heartbeat just becomes the wall again. A big chunk of masonry hits the floor where you hewn from it, and a bunch of the wall just kind of reverts back to normal, and everything just stops dead, as it were.
Right then, so about this body.
Leon, are you alright?
I've been better.
I will bite my tongue ending the performance. Well, that was disappointing.
I believe Guild or Varth would initiate a heal check to, you know, let's have a look at that arm. Leon?
Sure.
Let's have a look at that arm. Yep.
Fafal will sneak up behind Leon.
He just starts like doing the elbow grease crank. Yep, does this hurt? Does this hurt?
With an 11. It looks fine.
You're fine. So first, first aid is like a DC of 15. So
I'll aid him.
Okay.
And I'll aid him.
So, there's Fafal. I know what you're doing, Fafal. He's like slipping in there to do something actually great. They all just shove him aside.
13 for a successful aid, granting +4.
Okay. So the actual healing skill to grant first aid.
Nope. I'm just not helping.
Oh, crap. There was an extra 2 points of damage on that wasn't calculated as well from my challenge.
Okay.
Already dead.
It doesn't give you...
Extra dead!
First aid, like, helps you when you're in the negatives, and you can get, like, one hit point. Like, if a character has negative hit points, then you can make them stable. But a stable character does not gain, like, hit points. You just stop losing them. So it's kind of a nice thing. But it's not like second edition where you guys are just used to like, ah, here's a whole bunch of hit points. Nope, sorry. But we bandage him up and clap him on the back and tell him he's fine. Fafal.
And somehow he seems to get a little bit better.
Yeah.
Nobody notices. They're so focused on, you know, patching him up.
Yeah, they're all surrounding him. Where are you going to reach that hand in there, Fafal? A sleight of hand.
You know, this...
No, actually, they're all stacked on one side of him. He's, you know, his flank is open. Hit the right cheek. You're good.
15 on sleight of hand.
Yeah, you reach in, right? Give him the heel, come away with a couple coins. Payment. There you go. So, what now, gentlemen?
Leon, you get +3 to your health.
I'd love to, but I'm not sure if I can actually edit the wounds thing.
I can. I'll look after you.
I actually have no clue.
Can I have anyone curious to what that was?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean...
Perception checks, anyone?
Violent.
Actually, would come off a knowledge check.
Knowledge history?
Oh.
What?
I thought you were talking about what I did.
Oh.
Can we do untrained checks, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Like the base of 10. I mean, this thing is rather weird and rare. What do you think it is? What category would that fall into?
Aberration?
Dungeoneering?
No and no.
Okay. Engineering? Well. Planes?
Ability.
I mean,
bullshit?
As a player, probably.
Yeah, religion, okay, well, like, well, you are a player, then play.
I don't have knowledge religion.
Oh, okay.
We're cavaliers.
Does Frank, the wannabe valor?
Frank would be the one that would have it if he does.
Yeah.
And no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he hasn't studied hard enough.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, I do.
Incredibly interesting and high history check. Knowledge religion.
Of 12.
And Fafal, can I have... Yes. I'll allow Fafal, because he was exposed to a source of knowledge earlier in the campaign, a basic knowledge check. You know, you have your bardic knowledge.
I don't have my bardic knowledge.
You don't have bardic knowledge? What kind of bard? Okay. Never mind. What kind of bard? No, maybe he'll reveal something to us. What kind of bard are you? What kind of bard are you?
I'm a bard that is very shameless.
I don't want to say it. I know what you are, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The proverbial audience. What kind of bard are you?
What kind of bard doesn't have bardic knowledge? Yeah. It's in the name. I don't know. I traded it for something possibly not as good. I don't know.
If
that actually tells us less, because there's more archetypes that get rid of bardic knowledge than there are that aren't.
Okay.
Yep.
So, Lord Samith, for religion?
Yes.
What'd you get?
A 12.
You know what? That might be enough. Mm-hmm. Lord Samish and Fafal were in the gallery, and they were taking a tour. Fafal, do you remember this history of how this place was built? It seems to cross Varf's mind as well as he begins examining the wall and tapping it to see if it's hollow.
Wasn't it built on the ruins of the old city?
It was. And what happened to the construction crew? Do you remember the story?
As it was probably over a year ago, I don't.
Can I have an intelligence check?
Sure. All right. Intelligence check of 19.
The servants that helped build this place were sealed into the wall and left to starve to death.
Ah. Well... My lord, I think you and I are on the right track of thinking. Remember when we were touring, they had mentioned that when they were building this place, the servants were trapped inside the walls and left to starve. These creatures might be based off of that. Fascinating.
That's horrible.
Very fascinating.
Servants that were confined to the walls. Confined to the walls. Wall confined. Hmm. And he shakes his head no. Well, that'd be a silly name for an undead. What do you do, guys?
I think wall crawler might be a better name for them.
He just nods.
Wall scraper? Wall reacher.
Sure, wall.
Wall claws? Wall E. There we go. Got it.
What you... in the janitor closet, it can go supplies.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely gonna be the next person I attack. Some future monster in this dungeon somewhere. Take point, Bartholomew. Point. Take point, Bartholomew. So, what do you guys do now?
Well, there's a door.
Moving along the wall, poking each section.
Step. Issue challenges to each section of wall.
Fight me, fight me. So, start moving around, boys.
I can't challenge again. Oh, I can. I can challenge one more time, and that's it. So I got to save for a good one.
Well, I'll move over to this door and give it a quick listen.
Okay. Can I have a perception?
Natural one for a 3.
Smashes, goes to listen, just like smashes his head against the door.
It's deathly quiet in there.
You can't hear over me poking the wall everywhere. Tink, 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 tink.
Come on, fight me. Come on, fight me. Come on, fight me.
We're not helping.
Where are you going here? Let's see some actual mini placement, boys.
Dwarven stealth, if I've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Wrong game, but
are you working the same wall here, Winston, or like where it came out, or
yeah.
Okay.
All the way back to the door right in the middle.
Okay. When you get to the space just beside the door, I wouldn't say it sounds hollow, but the wall certainly doesn't sound as thick or as, heavy. But then again, there is a door right next to that section of wall. It could just be the interior of a room or something.
All right. Well, I will perceive it closer with a 21.
Okay. No, doesn't seem to be, anything amiss. No big claws come out. I believe Varth would just watch your backs. Like, he'll stand in the middle of the room over the body, say a quiet prayer to Sarenrae to issue this noble along, and then go through his pockets for loose change, see if he can possibly identify who this man is. Leon, I believe he would call upon, or anyone. Does anyone recognize this man?
Knowledge nobility of 16?
No.
You tall folk all look the same to me.
Again?
Knowledge nobility of 25.
And Winston?
You tall folk all look the same to me, as I poke along the wall.
I mumble something about racist halflings. Bartholomew.
Nope.
Oh, come on. Proudly call out the numbers, gentlemen.
Oh,
for
that's
the,
a 4.
For the podcasting audience.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Barkley.
Fafal, you don't recognize him as in like, he's a painting or he's someone famous. But as luck would happen, with a 25, you bumped into this guy in the gala. He's not a senator. He actually is a minor noble that you walked up in a crowd when you were schmoozing with Varth and everything. And he was amongst the young nobles, the prime age nobles, your 25 to 35 guy there, important enough to get in, working his way up the food chain, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Cut down in his prime. You recognize him at the party. You saw him talking. His name. It's on the tip, something, something.
Wouldn't it be on the tip of his name tag?
No.
Yeah. Oh, if he was from.
It should be, just for that awesome line. he's got his papers on him right here.
Well, Fafal, you want to help your lord here with the sort of, onesie over?
Well, yeah, as Lord Gildervarth is, rooting through his stuff, trying to find, his documents, say who he is, I'll be, taking them from him, holding them like the good servant, slipping anything of value into the scarf.
All right, so can I have a perception check for the proverbial search from both you and Varth there? Mr. Gibson, if you please.
19. It's funny how I roll well on perception when I'm looting.
When he's stealing it. That's like, and about that. Oh,
it's not odd.
Oh.
13.
His clothes are, the not just a courtier. They actually are the, you know, the 75 gold, you know, noble, but are shredded, you know, and bled all over. At his waist, you know, and breast pocket kind of thing, Varth is checking for documents, which leads view the head, the limbs, and he has not a signet ring, but a plain gold ring with a slight filigree, you know, inscription kind of pattern on it that looks valuable.
Okay. I'll slip that off. Yeah,
looked valuable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of a slight ring. Kind of a sleight of hand, see if, you know.
Sure.
And a perception from Varth.
Oh.
25, sleight of hand.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yoink. Score. Okay. Make yourself a note of that, sir. We'll get to, like, you know, there's valuables and treasures that, you know, I can assign to characters and stuff, but we'll get this. And then it hits you. While you were taking the ring off his hand, he, you know, was taking ladies' hands and introducing themselves. So placing your hand in his sparks a memory of him at the party, you know, taking a lady's hand and then taking yours, mistaking you for a pretty blue-skinned lady. You know, he introduced himself as Lord Devlin Manshrum.
Does that sound familiar?
You, at the time, he just seemed to be, you know, another lord type of thing. If you guys want to make note of the name, feel free. Lord Devlin Manshrum. So, gentlemen, what's our next move? Lord Varth is giving, you know, last rites, trying to compose the body. Doesn't think he can really carry him around, but tries to, you know, arms fold, compose him, you know, come back for him. Lots of go with Serenry.
Go ahead.
It certainly would be helpful to give him as much of, presumably, your last rites at, right now, but we should also find something of his that we can take back to his family. He'll let them know. In case it's actually more difficult to get back here than we hope.
Right. Varth removes, like, a kerchief, you know, the monogrammed, right? You give the ladies, oh, here, and it happens to have his monogram on it, so they feel important, can return it. So he finds an article of clothing, readily enough. Lords are dripping in them. Mm-hmm. It's dripping in blood, but Samish, you know, shows you what he's got and tucks it away. We'll seek them out the first chance we get.
Slotting that DM into his pocket.
So, gentlemen?
Well, Fafal will go back to the door and pop it open.
Okay. What you see inside is probably the very last thing that you would expect. You see a 15 by 10 room, 15 wide, 10 foot deep, a table, two simple chairs. They're dusty, but they look like they've seen some, you know, recent use. And standing inside the wall, like, you know, where you open the door and they, like, hide, right?
Right.
Standing inside the wall, looking pale as death, clutching his key gold holy symbol pendant, is the Mwagi Expanse Sargeryan cleric, Juan Zubari, from the party. And we'll... And we'll see you next time on Dice Before Dishonor. Say goodnight, Fafal.
Good night, Fafal.